recording?
No, I'm doing the recording. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're holding Nun Zion on the base.
Two lines in the bottom, two dots.
57B2, two lines from the bottom. Okay? If you recall, last night's Mishnah, it was actually Mishnah Vav of Halacha Beis. Sorry, Mishnah Hay of Halacha Beis, the very first Mishnah, said that the Lulavim, the shoots of the Allah, Ela, Baitna, and Atarim, which were the terebinth tree and the pistachio and the thorn bush, right? Those three shoots, Yeshlam Shvias, Ludmaim Shvias, Elam Beer, Ludmaim Beer, right? Avala Olim, Yeshlam Beer, right? But the Olim do have beer. So there was a difference between the shoots and the Olim, okay? Okay, so the Gemara is going to bring down a brisa which discusses the very same species. Tane, v'chulan, all of those which are the Ela and the Baitna and the Atarim, shenichasu mishishas l'shviyas, if they emerged, they had chanata in the sixth year, and they went into the seventh year, and they weren't picked. They weren't taken off the tree until the seventh year. Shishis, they have a din of the sixth year. Chutzmin ha'adol, and the Bryce is discussing there a fourth species, which is an adol. It's a kind of vegetable. Bipneshu ki yorak. The Bryce has said to itself because it's a yorak. Remember, Elon goes basar chanata. A Yerek goes baser likita, so the adol is always going to be if it's nilkat b'shvias, it's going to have a din of shvias. Okay, we turning the page and we are on 58a nun ches amit aleph. Okay, so Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan on that brisa we just quoted. Leis kami shishas l'shvias. Shishis ela shvias. Don't read that if you're going from the sixth to the seventh year, it has a din of the sixth year. Just say it has a din of the seventh year. It's always going to have a din of Shemitah. So, Freik de Gemara, is this true?
So for which one was he referring to? All four? Or
No, just the first three. Yeah. No. Not the last one, just the first three. Remember, the last one, Adol, is a vegetable. We're not discussing that, okay? That's klar. Goes basalakita. If it goes mishishas l'shvias, it is shvias, okay? But how about these other three, which is the Ela and the Baitna of the Atarim? Goes mishishas l'shvias, says Rabbi Avon, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's not like the Braisa said shishas, it's actually shvias. Freik de Gemara, Vasani, we have another brisa, which is referring to Hasio ve'ezav akurnis, pen royal, hyssop, and savory, shehay vilo l'chatzer, which are taken from the field into a chatzer. So we need a little bit of a hagdama, okay? These particular, and this is in footnote 4, these particular species are not really edible, are not generally edible as food, okay? So in order for them, and as we know, and we're going to get to Mirat Hashem, Maseches Maaseres, right? We're going to see, in order to be Chayav Maaser, it has to be a food. It has to be something that's food. So it's not food unless the person demonstrates intent to eat it. And the person is going to demonstrate the intent of eating it by taking it from the field, whatever it grew, and eating it, right? Now, he just brings down, if you look at that second paragraph in footnote 4, he deals with this the authority question, like what's going on? In order for the Meiser to be chal, he has to bring him into a chatzar while they're still growing. So how does that work? So either he's taking them into atzatzim, right, pots, right? Let's say atzatz nakov, where they're still growing. So there's their chal Meiser, or he... This is thinking out of the box or in the box. He actually builds a chatzar around it. Okay, so that's the same thing as taking it to the chatzar. But in any event, that's what he did. So in or again, they're not be'etzem
food.
He has to show an intent. So again, let's keep on going with the hagdama. So now we have a very unusual situation. This is something we've covered yet in the Masechta. We have a situation where there's chanata in 1 year, but it's chanata before it was food. So you can't say the Meiser goes, or just plainly say the Meiser goes wasa chanata, because it wasn't yet food. These are trees. These are all trees. So they only become food in the next year. What do you do in that case? If the chanata happens before it's declared as food, before he shows an intent, and in the next year he shows the intent, does it go in the first year retroactively? Do we say l'mafreya, oh, it was chonet b'shishis? Or do we say no? It goes after the time that you showed an intent. So that's what this Bryce is talking about. The Sia, the Ezo, the Kurus are those three things.
The fact that he planted him, we don't know what he wanted him for?
No, he didn't. He hadn't decided. Hadn't decided yet.
Could either be wood or food.
Yeah, and first of all, it could have been planted years ago. I mean, that's not. We don't know. But he certainly shows the intent by taking him into the chatzar. So the Braisa says as follows. Im hoysa shnia nechnasas lishlishis shlishis. If it was chonate in the second year, and he took it into the chatzar in the third year, the meiser was chal by his intent in the third year. Go bus of the third year. That means it's meiser rishon meiser ani, not meiser sheni. Okay, mishishis l'shviyis. If it goes from the sixth to the seventh, shishis. It's you go back. Break the Gemara. Hacha at mana l'chayre. In one case, counting backwards, which is shishas lishvias is shishas. V'cha at mone l'kume. And in the first case, you're counting forwards. From the shnia l'shlishas, you're going shlishas. What's...
L'churi means backwards.
L'churi means backwards, l'kume means forwards. Okay? So, akadima, right? So, what is up with that? Break the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi explained this braisa as follows. Shlishis afalpisha behem meiser sheni yesh behem meiseris. When you're dealing with the difference between the second year and the third year, it's true that there's no meiser sheni in the third year, but there is meiser ani. There's some meiseris. Shvius aim ba meiseris kol ikar. The Shemitah year has no meiseris. What does that mean? So I'm just telling you, This is a pretty complex and confusing suga, according to the art note.
This is about communal support?
A little bit, but I just want to say this. It's just, I'm giving you the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov, I'm giving you the stipler shot, which is what the footnotes tell you. There's a lot of different other pshatim, which the editors said, yeah, there's a lot of people say different things, and they're too complex, and I take their word for it. I didn't do all the research. I'm just doing the pshat that they gave. Okay? So here's how the stipler explains it. What's going on here is because it's not be'etzem edible, these things, the sia, the azom, and the cornus, they're not be'etzem edible. They only become edible if the person shows an intent, they're not chayav b'maisris midyaraisa. They're chayav b'maisris midrabana. That's the big point of contention. A lot of people disagree with the stipler on that. Okay, but I'm sorry, that's what the stipler says. We're dealing with rabbinic meiser here. We're not dealing with the raisa meiser. And because it's a case, as we said, where the chanata takes place in 1 year, and the intent, making it a food, takes place in the second year, it's up to the chachamim to decide what they want to do. They could use the chanata year, or they can use the intent year. That's completely up to the chachamim, because it's rabbinic meiser. So the chachamim are saying, if you're dealing when you're going from the second year to the third year, we think that the real year for meiser should be the year that it becomes a food. That's what we think. Okay? So we have no problem with saying if the chanata was second and the intent was third, make it third, because that's solid, okay?
Would it be deraisa or would it be?
It's derabanan. The whole thing's derabanan. The whole thing is derabanan. Because it's not be'etzim food, okay?
It's
maisa derabanan, right. But when you're dealing with the sixth into the seventh, the chachamim don't want, as Shapsi alluded, chachamim don't want to take the miser away from the ani. They want the ani to have something. And we're much better off to at least having some misers. So we would rather designate the sixth rather than the seventh.
Why
do
I don't understand. If this is a whole shiloh of misers in general, okay, you would think that it's going more attributable to what a raisa than a drabona, which is then you should go to the fumra.
Yeah, that's not the way it works here. It's rabbinic. So it's what the chachamim want to designate it and how they want to do
it. I'm asking a more fundamental question, which is that here it's a shaila of whether the food or not, the food is really, is it considered an article or not?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And if it's a food, so then it's considered to be subject to meisters, and if it's not, then it's not right.
It's be'etzim not. It's be'etzim not, but the people that decided to make it a food are eating it bedochek, let's say, against the das of Rav Bnei Adam, let's just say. And the Chacham say, okay, you act that way, you take Maaser on.
Wouldn't the Shvius be a derabbanan?
Is that what it is?
The Chilchil Shvius in the seventh year.
Yeah.
You're worried about Shvius. It's not even edible. There's no Shvius on things that aren't edible.
But it is edible because...
For those people, it's edible.
Number one, and remember... Shvius is a more broad application. It doesn't have to be technically edible. It can be used for a lot of different things, right? It can be used for a spice, for a condiment, for maybe for a fragrance, maybe not. All these different things. So Shvius is not the same getter. The getter of Maisris is spelled out in the first mission of the Masechta. It has to be Royal Achilles Adam, right? So that's the main getter. Okay? So that is how Rabbi Yossi explains the Brisa. Okay? So, 58a2, we're turning the page. So, now the Gemara comes up with the Kasha. Finally, the Gemara comes up with the Kasha. Remember, we had the case of the Ela, the Botnim, and the Atodim. And Rabbi Avo said, if it goes from 6 to 7, it is 7. Right? And we have a very similar situation with something which is not be'etzim royal achila, when it goes from 6 to 7, which is the sea of the Ezov and the Kurnis, we're going to 6, because the Chachom are designating 6. What are you talking about, Rabbi Yochanan? Loik kain, Amar Rabbi Avol, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lais kam mishishas l'shvias, shishas el'shvias. Did not Rabbi Avol saying the same to Rabbi Yochanan, when you go from 6 to 7, it's 6, not... It's not 6, it's 7. And here the Brisa says otherwise. And now we are on the next page, Nunches Amid Beis. Okay? And the Gemara answers, Taman Bershus Haba Olim. In the case of Rabbi Yochanan, there be'etzem in the owner's domain. We'll explain that. Baram Hocha Bershus Ha'ani Hain. But in the case of the Brisa, which is the Sia, the Ezov, and the Kurnis, the aniyim are machzik in it. They have a claim to it. So the chachamim decided. Mutav litin le echad bevadai v'lo shnayim besafek. So in the case of shishas to shvius, the chachamim said better that he gets miser oni, which is echabavadi, at least he has a claim, then even though he can have more, the hefker shius, which he has to, where the oni has to compete not only with other anim, but with everybody, with Ashirim as well. So we'd rather have an official miser oni. So what's going on over here? What does it mean? One is b'shusa balam and one is b'shusa oni. Says the stipler, this is hard to understand, but says the stipler that even though the Chachamim said that in the case of, let's just say, our case of our Mishnah, which is Elah, Botnim, and Atadim, they're not food, unless you make it food, right? Even after you make it food, there's still not Chayiv and Maisris. Be'etzim. There's no Chayiv of Maiser. The Chachamim can impose, all I can say is there's no Chayiv Maiser even then. There's no Chayiv Maiser for the species in our mission. So therefore, comes Reb Ravo in the name of Reb Yochanan and says, you know, there's no Chayiv Maiser at all, even after you've decided to make it food, because they're shoots. They're not,
Alan.
Right? They're not the thing itself. They're not the in the case of the Sia, and the Azov and the Kurnis, they're the thing itself. In the case of the things in the Mishnah, they're not the thing itself. They're byproducts of the thing itself. So therefore, they're not Chayiv Maisris. So Zerabo, just make them Shemitah. Right? If you have a question, what year are you talking about? They're Shvias, and don't worry about it. We're not really talking about Maisris, in other words. We're not really talking about a case of Maisris. What we're talking about a case of Shemitah. If you had Hanata, Beshishas, of these things that are, right, are off, of these things that are not food, and you decide you're going to eat them somehow, so there is some Shemitah, some shame Shemitah chal on them, don't worry about the Chanata. Just go for the Shemitah, says Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of the Brisa, that's real. It may be Durabanan, but it's real Meiser. When it's real Meiser, it's the Chacham that are calling the shots. We want 6, we don't want 7. That's the whole sugya. Okay? Weiter. Another Lomdash sugya. You're going to love this.
So how does it come out as far as the 7, according to those things that are not really food?
It depends on what they are. It depends if they're the offshoots of the food, if they're the offshoots of the main growth, like the shoot, like literally shoots, right? If they're the cases in the Mishnah, they don't have a chiyav maisris, they only have a chiyav shvias. And we're going to call them shvias, and we're not going to worry about maisris at all. But if they are the thing itself, and you designate them, they're on the fence, and that you designate them, I decided I want to treat them as food, then they have a din of Meiser, and it's going to be Meiserani. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Vayikra in the Mishnah. Let's keep on going in the Mishnah, okay? We said those things, right? Ela, Baitin, and I taught him have Shvius, but no beer, right? Because they're not nosher from the tree, and the animals are you know, the animals can somehow still have them. Avalo olim, which are no share from the tree, they do fall off and they wither. Yesh lahem beer. Okay, so we have a situation where the same growth. Okay, the tree no beer, olim, yesh beer. Okay, what about this case? Olim shekavoshin im lulavin. Let's say you have a case where you soak the leaves with the shoots. Shoots, no beer, olin, yes beer. Okay? We have three different tanoim, three different brises. East tanoi tanei, ben elu, uven elu, yesh lahem beer. If you soak them together and each gets flavor from one another and their flavors are mixed, okay? One tana says they both have beer. East tanoi tanei, ben elu, ben elu, ein lohem beer. Neither have beer. Okay? V'is tanoi tanei, olen yesh lohem beer, lulavin, ein lohem beer. And some say they keep they retain their original status. Ullin, even though they have flavor one from the other, the Ullin keep the beer and the Lovin don't have the beer. Now, there is a Mishnah. You don't have to look at it. If you want, you can. It's on Nun Dalet. It's on Nun Dalet, okay? I think it's maybe, is it Ayin Dalet?
Yeah.
As you say, yeah, sorry, not Nun Dalet. I meant Ayin Dalet, sorry. And the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah says, it's 74b2, HaKayv Shloisha Kvashim B'Chavis Achas, if one preserves three pickled vegetables in a single barrel, you have to go home. Three pickled vegetables in a single barrel, okay? And each one has a different Zman beer. Each one of those vegetables. And they're all getting the flavor one from the other. What do you do? Rabbi Eliezer said, Eichlen al Rishain. Rabbi Eliezer says, Machmer. The earliest beer, because they each have flavor one from the other, the earliest beer is the one that's going to govern for all three vegetables. Rabbi Yeshua said, Af ala Achrei. No, all the vegetables can wait until the latest beer. And Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol shegol aminim asadi, yavar aminim anachavis. Rabbi Gamliel says, they keep the same status. Says the Gemara here, Mandu amar yesh lehem beer. The brisa that said, in the case of Ullin that has beer, with Lulavn that doesn't have beer, and they say both have beer, both because they both have flavor, Rebbe Eliezer. That's Rebbe Eliezer in that other Mishnah that said you're machmer and you go to the latest beer. So if one doesn't, and one does,
you go earliest.
Earliest. So therefore, if one does and one doesn't, you have to be machmer and you have to say it has beer. Mandi amr ein lehem beer, Rebbe Yeshua. The one that says it has no beer, that's going according to Rebbe Yeshua. Who says that you go to the latest one? And the footnote explains it's because even if one absorbed the flavor from the other, as long as a little bit of flavor of the latest one, that's going to be enough to save it, so to speak, and have the latest beer. Okay? And Mandi Omar, Ullin, Yesh Lehem Beer, Lolov, and Ainlan Beer, Rabbi Gamliel. He'll fit in very nice with the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, that they both retain their status. Okay? The next piece of Mishnah was a machlekes between the Tatakama that said that the resin of the balsam tree, right, has a din of shvius because it has like a din of peri. And Rabbi Shimon says that it doesn't have a din of a fruit. It's wood. It's liquefied wood. Rabbi Pidas, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Pidas said in the name of Rabbi Yosef, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Asad Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua. This Rabbi Shimon that says that wood is not a fruit, that's liquefied, the resin is liquefied wood and is not a fruit, he's going like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, not the Yeshua we just quoted, a different Mishnah, the Sanin and Taman, because we learned in a Mishnah in our law that Rabbi Eliezer says, if a person makes cheese, right? He's maimed with the sap of Arla, right? The sraf of Arla, it's usser. The cheese becomes usser because it has the sap of Arla is like a thing that has a fruit that has a tam that goes into the cheese and becomes Arla cheese. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua we're talking about. Shemati, I heard. Shemaimit, b'srafa ilon, b'srafa yukarim mutter. If he does just the sap of the tree or the sap of roots, meaning wood, that's mutter. That's not considered arla. That has a status of arla because only fruits have status of arla. Wood does not have status of arla. Okay? B'srafa pagin, but if it's the sap of the unripe figs, the figs themselves, usher, because that's fruit, obviously. So it looks like Rav Shimon is going like Rav Shimon, who said here that you don't have to worry about shvius in the ketuf, the resin of the ketuf tree, because it's liquefied wood. He seems to be going in the sheath of Rav Yeshua there, that you can, you could be maimed and there's no problem. Okay, I'm going to cut it off right here. Shkoyach Rabbeisai. This is going to be a sugya tomorrow. It's going to be a longer sugya. Is that okay? Any ha'aras? Thank you. Okay. How are you feeling, Shlaimi? Everybody wants to know. Everybody had you in mind in Rifa'enu. Your Shami Mamish is
can we get some samples for what this stuff looks like?
No, I thought you, Stewie, you were supposed to take pictures and you were supposed to upload them to the meeting. We were gonna make you the organizer. Okay. All right.
In the springtime, I'll grow you back here.
Yeah.